This is a very busy time for those of you who follow basketball, and we've got with us Al Martin, the host of Current Sports here on WKAR, who really follows basketball. The high schools, we've talked a little bit about off mic, Al. The high schools, the girls tournament started last week. The boys tournament starts this week. We had the women's basketball Big Ten tournament this weekend, and the men's Big Ten tournament is next weekend. So we've got a lot of hoops to talk about.
You know, I thought I didn't have a life before this month. I really don't have a life now, Scott. But I love it. It's March Madness, baby. How can you not love hoops?
You do have a life. It's basketball.
It's basketball.
Don't think about anything else for the next month.
Okay? I dream, eat, and live it. Okay, I love it.
Well, we're going to share that for a few minutes with our listeners. Let's start with the men who wrapped up their regular season on senior day, fairly easy, comfortable win against Ohio State. Your reflection on senior day?
Well, it was just an emotional day, Scott. You know, what I find particularly cool about how Tom Izzo runs his senior day is that, you know, there's and when you look at it across the board in the nation, a lot of programs, what you come to find, is that they will hold their senior day ceremony before tip-off. You know, mm-hmm. we saw it with U of M over this past weekend as well, as they fell to Iowa. But I think Izzo, you know, knowing the type of motivator that he is and diving into his mind, he loves to hold it after the game because it acts as motivation for whatever seniors are out there playing. And, of course,
they want to win that last game before the ceremony.
Exactly. You know, mom and pops are in the stands. The family's in the stands. Right. You want to put on a show and you want to close it out with a dub. So it was just a packed house, not only because it was senior day, but also Josh Jackson, a pretty heralded recruit, you know, arguably the number one recruit in all of the nation, sitting in the stands. He's making his decision whether or not he wants to join guys like Cassius Winston and Miles Bridges for the 2016 class. But he's also in the stands. But so that adds a little fervor to it. But, you know, before the game, Matt Costello's twin brother, he sings the national anthem. Costello's tearing up. And then, you know, Michigan State, this one really wasn't close at all, yeah. Scott. I mean, 91-76, the final of it. Denzel Valentine had a great game from top to bottom. Costello with his energy. What really surprised me, though, Bryn Forbes did not shoot well in this game.
Not by his standards.
Not by his standards, exactly. I mean, we saw him the other day throw up 11 three-pointers and set a Big Ten record, right? But he didn't shoot well, and particularly this Michigan State team, who has been lights out from the three-point line, they weren't really stomping on the throat of Ohio State from the three-point line's perspective. What's really remarkable is they were able to beat Ohio State and do it rather dominantly starting in that first half without the use of the three-point line. And that's always been a criticism. Okay, if the three-point shot is not hitting, can this team still win? They did, coupled with the emotion. And Tom Izzo said that this is, from top to bottom, his most impressive senior class that he's ever had. And I think that speaks volumes as we now hit tourney time, Scott.
Well, with four seniors, lots of senior classes don't have four players for
exactly
starters.
Right, and then you have two right from here in Lansing, and right. Denzel Valentine and Bryn Forbes, they grew with each other. I mean, they bleed certainly green because of the history they have with this area.
All right, so Denzel Valentine might very well today be named Big Ten Player of the Year. What kind of chance do you think he has at being National Player of the Year? Lots of the coverage I see have him maybe finishing second for National Player of the Year.
I think he's a shoe-in for Big Ten Player of the Year. Now, you can make the argument for Yogi Ferrell, looking what I believe that Yogi did more with less this season with Indiana. Indiana winning the Big Ten championship and really closing out the year strong. But Denzel Valentine, as the Player of the Year, from top to bottom as a player, he does so much for you. So I think he's a shoe-in for the Big Ten Player of the Year. For that National Player of the Year conversation, you hear one name that's above everybody right now, that being Buddy Hield from Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Buddy Hield has been so good. And I think the only thing that's hurt Denzel Valentine when it comes to the National Player of the Year conversation, Scott, is that Denzel Valentine missed three games due to injury. I think if Denzel Valentine did not miss those three games, and we saw those consistent numbers throughout that stretch of basketball as well,
yeah,
I think Denzel, you could go tit for tat between Buddy and Zell. But Buddy Hill's been so good. His scoring numbers have been so glaring. We've seen him hit game winners. He's such an emotional leader. It's really hard to go against Buddy right now, but Denzel is certainly in that conversation. I think he'll finish second, though.
Seems kind of unfair.
I know, right? Doesn't it? Because from top to bottom, I think, yeah, you know, Denzel, I mean, he makes his teammates better. And that's the thing that you say about Denzel. Not only can he score, But he, when he's on the court, he makes every single player better. And he's a pretty good defensive player as well. Maybe, you can make this argument as well, maybe the best defensive player on this Michigan State basketball team.
All right, so after the Ohio State game, he guaranteed a national championship. And
yeah.
I think the last Spartan to do that was Wright when he did it.
Yeah, and you know, what's so crazy, Scott, and I told you this story before we hit the air.
Yeah.
I asked Denzel Valentine kind of the same question, whether or not, you know, this team can win a national championship. He's like, yeah, of course we can. We certainly can go all the way. Moments later, I guess the beat writers come in, and then I see that quote when I'm editing my story. Like, whoa, when did he say he guarantees a national championship? But the thing about Denzel is he's had such a heralded Michigan State men's basketball career. And looking at the talent of this squad, they can certainly beat anybody. I think if they win the Big Ten tourney this weekend, they are certainly a number one seed in the NCAA tourney. At worst, the two if they fall early in the tourney this weekend. They have so much talent. And Denzel Valentine, being the leader that he is using this moment as a motivational tool for his team. So when I read it, the only thing I was shocked about is that he didn't say it when I asked him the question.
Right,
okay,
right,
that's the only—am I shocked that he said it? No, not at all. But I'm curious to get Izzo's thoughts on that guarantee during this morning's press conference at 11:30.
All right. We need to spend a few minutes on the women's team, too. They made a real strong run in the Big Ten tournament, made it all the way to the championship game where they lost to Maryland yesterday. Talk a little bit. Let's talk about the Maryland game. What happened in that Maryland game? It was very close at halftime. What happened in the second half?
They were shell-shocked, I think, Scott. With Ariel Powers, who is their leader, she only had 8 points, didn't score until the third quarter. In the third quarter, she finished, 3 of 12 from the field. You know, and they were still up by two at halftime, which was amazing. Against Maryland, this is a team that has won back-to-back Big Ten tourney championships, back-to-back Big Ten regular season championships. So it was really shocking because Tori Jankowska really just kind of put the load on her back. But in that second half, turnovers, Scott. They had 22 turnovers overall, really made the game hard to watch. You cannot beat Maryland if you constantly give them gimmies as the game rolls along. But, you know, this is a team that had a great weekend, though. They beat Purdue, Ohio State, and then they fall to Maryland 60-44. But at the end of the day, this still is a successful season. I think they will get a pretty good seeding, too, as we hit Selection Sunday.
Well, I was just going to ask you about how high a seed the women might get. Do you have a sense
If I had
for
to
that?
Put a number on it, I've been trying to, really put my hand close to the fire right now to see what national pundits think of this team as far as seeding goes. And I haven't seen too many predictions as to where Michigan State will sit in the tourney. If I had to throw out a number, I would say something between 7 and 9, in my opinion. I think 7 at the highest. They had a great year, 24-8, 13-4, coming just short of competing with Maryland for that Big Ten title. This is a squad that from top to bottom can also go pretty far, but they got to stay focused. I think it's more so mental with this team, Scott.
How's their health? The women?
Health is pretty good. Health is fine. I mean, you talk about players like Ariel Powers. She's had no serious injuries. And just looking at the core here, the core that really leads this team, Tori Jankowska, relatively healthy. Jasmine Hines, we know about her career that's been riddled with injuries. Mm-hmm. She has been able to stay healthy this entire year. No concussions or anything like that. Brandi Agee, healthy. We know about how she started her MSU career. Akaya Taylor, this team is healthy. And I think that is certainly a blessing around this time of the year, because you look across the board nationally, there are a lot of teams that are just simply beaten up.
In the tournament and healthy is about all you can ask for.
That's all you can ask for, right? That's it.
The men are also pretty healthy.
Yeah, exactly. No serious injuries there as well. So this overall, you know, for both of these squads, Scott, it is going to be very fun to watch how far they can go. And, of course, with a premier spotlight on the MSU men's basketball team, I mean, this is the time of the year where Izzo wants his team peaking. Right now, they are certainly peaking, Scott.
And unless they stumble on Friday in the Big Ten tournament, you're going down to Indy this weekend.
Yes, I will be down in Indy. Exactly. I'll be heading down there Saturday. So let's hope, you know, that Michigan State does not fall to either Ohio State or Penn State. They play the winner of Ohio State, Penn State. Both the Nittany Lions and the Buckeyes will play on Thursday. So, barring an upset on Friday, I will be down in Indy at Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
Al Martin is your host for Current State on WKAR Radio and Television. Thanks, Al. Good to see you.
Anytime, Scott. Thank you.